This is UN in Africa from the United Nations in New York. I'm Jocelyn Sambira. In this week's program, partnerships are essential to peace and security in Africa. Delegates attending a series of events at the UN known as Africa Week say. And stabilization efforts in the Central African Republic could be undermined without the continued support of the international community. But first, extreme concern has been expressed by the UN mission in South Sudan, UNMISS, over increased reports of violence and armed conflict in various parts of the country. The mission reported heavy artillery and gunfire in Leer town between the government and opposition forces, which led to numerous deaths and the displacement of the civilian population. There are also continued reports of clashes in the Equatoria states. Gabriel Shadar has been talking to the UNMISS spokesperson, Yasmina Buzian.
The UNMISS mission is extremely concerned about the continuing deterioration in the security situation in Yei, especially as the mission continues to be denied any access there. We're very much alarmed by the deadly attacks on civilians and the looting of private property, especially on September 11th and 13th, which caused displacements from thousands of people from nearby Lanier County and also in mid-July. And all of this has affected over 100,000 South Sudanese in the Yei area, and especially given the fact that they have their civilians and their non-combatant status. So it's extremely distraughting.
The denial of access for the UNMISS and other humanitarian actors seems to be continuing even after the visit of the Security Council and also after the declarations and pronouncements by officials that the UNMISS will be allowed free access. So why after?
It is very concerning to us. We have been denied access on the ground, despite what has been said. Getting on the ground and being able to verify the horrific reports that we've been hearing about that are perpetuated against innocent and civilians and vulnerable children and women and infants, it is very disturbing. We'd like to be able to get down there, and every time we try to, we get access denied. And the humanitarian situation and crisis is unfolding with the population is unable to move. They can't tend to their farms. They can't feed themselves due to the restrictions for them as well as for us, and the inability for our humanitarian partners to get access freely to that area to provide the assistance is extremely troubling and extremely distraughting because we cannot get there.
Now, the dialogue and also discussion with the concerned institutions in the government, how are you trying to go about that?
Well, of course, UNMISS calls on all parties to refrain from any further violence and especially to ensure that the commanders control their forces and protect the civilians and their properties and, of course, cease all the hostilities. We call on the authorities to, of course, immediately grant us the unfettered access both to UNMISS and the humanitarian actors so we can work together for the good of the people, for the people of South Sudan who are there and who are being traumatized and who cannot themselves move and tend to their activities, so the humanitarian situation is getting even more dire.
Efforts to stabilize the Central African Republic could be undermined if the international community fails to maintain its commitment to the troubled country, according to the UN peacekeeping chief. A three-year-long political crisis in CAR, as it's known, has resulted in a violent conflict that has affected nearly the whole country. It's left some 2.3 million people, over half the population, in dire need of humanitarian assistance. Daniel Dickinson reports.
The end of the rainy season in CAR is typically a volatile and dangerous period, and this year has proved no different. Tensions have flared in the PK5 neighbourhood in the capital Bangui, with some 13 people killed last week. Outside the capital, recent clashes between opposing factions and retaliatory attacks against local people have resulted in what the UN has described as a significant loss of civilian life. Speaking through an interpreter, Ambrosine Kupongo, the ambassador of the Central African Republic at the UN, had this to say to the Security Council on Monday.
We've spoken here about tensions among communities. In fact, what's going on are provocations, and I would prefer to hear people mention groups of bandits, gangs, people who trample peace in our country, who do everything they can to prevent us from achieving the goal we want.
The UN peacekeeping mission in CAR, MINUSCA, was established in 2014 to protect civilians and to support a transition to peace. The chair of the CAR Configuration Peacebuilding Commission, which is contributing to the process, is Abdelrazak Lassel.
The Central African Republic has come a long way since its last relapse into conflicts. Since 2012, this council is following closely the development of the situation of the country and witnessed the positive steps achieved recently after the return of the constitutional order. Yet, the path to stability is still hampered by many challenges and a risk of relapse is unfortunately still a plausible scenario.
Hervé Ladsous, the head of UN peacekeeping operations who oversees MINUSCA, told the Security Council that the world should not ignore the needs of the country.
Continuing international support to assist the Central African people in their efforts to stabilize the country. In previous crises in the Central African Republic, often what happened was that the international community failed to live up to its commitments over time. And this obviously each time undermined the stabilization efforts.
However, despite the problems, Mr. Ladsous said there was cause for optimism. Next month, a donors conference will take place in Brussels, the importance of which, according to Mr. Ladsous, cannot be overemphasized. Daniel Dickinson, United Nations.
Strengthening and gearing up partnerships is essential for Africa's peace and stability, according to the UN's special advisor on the continent, addressing a high-level event at UN headquarters in New York on Tuesday. Majid Abdelaziz said that there could be no development without peace, nor peace without development, and that ambitious goals could not be met without greater cooperation. Matthew Wells has more.
The event entitled Strengthening Partnerships for Peace, Security and Stability in Africa heard Mr. Abdelaziz lay out the challenges that the entire continent faces if it's to meet the 2030 Sustainable Development Goals and the African Union's 2063 agenda to mobilize resources for a socio-economic transformation.
We want to re-emphasize the need to strengthen coordination, highlighting lessons learned and identifying opportunities for strengthening the roles, capacities and partnerships in peace-building, peacemaking. We need to gear up partnerships to greatly contribute towards preventing cycles of violence in general and in particular its effect on women and children in conflict situations.
But in 2014, African leaders also came together to make a more urgent pledge to make a concerted effort to silence the guns across the continent by 2020. Angola's ambassador to the UN and Security Council member Ismael Gaspar Martins pointed to the major setback for conflict resolution represented by the implosion of Libya since 2011, which has had major consequences for the whole world. And although he said more effective diplomacy had helped prevent conflict in some cases, 2020 was fast approaching and the continent needed to appraise whether the goal was realistic.
Just 3 more years to go and we have to look back and be able to say if we are going clearly toward achieving this objective or was this only an objective which was uttered. I've seen a movement towards a better engagement between the Security Council and the African Union. That is key.
Representing the African Union Commission at the event, Deputy Chairperson Erastus Mwencha said that a more prosperous Africa free from conflict would benefit everyone. But he also pointed to the fact that 70% of UN peacekeeping missions are in Africa, despite a decline in conflicts on the continent overall since the 1990s. There were totally new challenges facing Africa now, such as the growth of extremist terror groups and the push for greater democracy, which had led to internal strife in some countries, he said. Mr. Mwencha added that partnering more to help African countries after the fighting stops was a neglected priority.
We have a very poor exit strategy. Exit strategy that simply says, well, the guns are silent, now there is peace, let's walk away. And this is one area we think that we are not investing enough to make sure that we can have strong institutions, we can be able to have development, and that we can make sure that the country is back on its feet and that growth and governance are all entrenched in the new dispensation.
Matthew Wells, United Nations.
And that brings us to the end of this edition of UN in Africa. You can follow more of our programs at radio.un.org. We're also on Facebook and on Twitter. Thanks for joining us today. I'm Jocelyn Sambira.